大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文。
This is Zelina。
就是总有这么一些词呢，大家在用的时候会犹豫那么一两秒钟的时间。我这么说到底对不对呢？可能在问自己。There are some expressions in English often confused us.
There are phrases in Chinese that confuses me.
True. I think Chinese is difficult to learn.
Oh, so difficult.
那么今天呢，我们就一起来看一下让我们迷惑的那些英文的表达。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。首先第一个呢，叫做 I think it's a British way to say disagree。
What?
Which is almost, I almost agree. I'm confused, very confused.
Oh, so it seems weird, like a polite no.
Yeah.
I may think that they could agree or accept, except for one issue.
Yeah, you're right. 所以就是当我们看这个字面上的解释 I almost agree, 好像就是我是同意的，但是这是英国人表示 I completely disagree 的一种方式，但是是比较礼貌的一种方式。 Are there any other expressions like this?
You could say that's a brave proposal.
If your boss is a British and he said this to you, which means...
You're insane.
But American or our Chinese will think how courageous of me.
Mainly think that it's crazy, but it may work.
对，就是刚刚讲到这个呢，就是 that's a brave proposal. 这真的是一个勇敢的计划。其实呢，如果你的老板是个英国人，他对你说这句话，可能就说，哎，你可能是疯了吧。但是呢，如果像美国人或者是我们平常看到这句话，可能就是觉得，真的是给我一个莫大的鼓励。And again, nicely put, but does not change the fact in the Brit's mind anyway that you've gone and lost your marbles. Maybe not all British will like to use that way to talk.
True. I think most Brits are quite polite, but still say what they want to say, just in a different way.
Yeah, the next one, I can't wait. 并不是说我不能再等待了。
Yep, this expression means to be very excited about doing something or eager for something to happen or begin.
对，就是这个词组啊，它强调的是，我相信这个词组我们在中学的时候就应该学过，就是对于即将要到来的事情啊，觉得非常的兴奋，非常的开心。
You can say, I can't wait to see the new movie. Though, it can also be used sarcastically.
Sarcastically?
That means...
It also means you don't want to see the movie.
So it depends on how you say it. Inflection.
就是这句话呢，比如说你可以造这个句子，我非常开心的，非常激动，来迫不及待要看这个新的电影了。但是取决于你的这个语气，也许是你并不想看这个电影，也可以用这个句子。所以呢，我们在用的时候需要注意。还有一点啊，就是 wait 本意是等待，如果整句话直译的话呢，就会变成我不会等待。但是这里呢，它表达的意思是迫不及待。我们来注意一下这里的一些 grammar。wait 它是不及物的动词，所以后面它不能直接加宾语。这句话还可以说 I can't wait for something or I can't wait to do something。
Yep. So another one we have is can't help doing something.
对，这个意思就是你不由自主的去做某件事情，不得不去做某件事情。
So, example, since John loves to shop, he can't help spending money.
对，就是如果这个人，这个 John 这个人呢，他爱上了购物，他就控制不住的要花钱。我觉得这个地方的名字 should change my name, not John. 就是最近就是有点控制不住了 ，like the 11-11,
淘宝
and Double 12,
淘宝。
I can't help but do something, which has the same meaning with that one, right?
Yes, it does. Just said in a different way.
So, Zelina, would you mind to make a sentence for us?
Okay. You can say, I can't help but buy Oreos when I see them.
You love Oreos?
They're delicious, but bad for your health.
Yeah, I know. I have to recommend a milk tea for you from Happy Lemon. Do you know Happy Lemon?
I love Happy Lemon.
It's an Oreo cookie milk tea.
That's still unhealthy.
Still unhealthy, but I love it.就是刚刚 Zelina 造了一个句子，就是 I can't help but 就是每次啊他看到奥利奥的时候呢都忍不住想要买，所以我给他推荐了一个最近喝的这个奥利奥奶茶，奥利奥曲奇奶茶，虽然对牙齿特别不好，但是相当的好喝。
All right, so the last one is that's interesting.
就是表示很有趣，对吧？ Interesting means arousing curiosity or interest. I think the phrase is a positive one.
Maybe. Sometimes it means they are not interested in that topic.
True, especially British would like to say that often. 就是英国人常用一句口头禅，就是 interesting。你以为他们是在夸这件事情很有趣吗？其实事实上啊 ，interesting 的表达威力就相当于我们中文的呵呵。就是当你不喜欢某人讨论的一个话题时候呢，你可以回一句 ，Oh, that's interesting.
But here is the thing.If it's really interesting to that person, they will want to continue talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, that's interesting, and changes the topic, then yes, it means that they recognize that it might be interesting to someone, but not to them.
Yes, true.
It's also if someone says that's interesting and follows it up by wanting to continue talking about it, then that means...Exactly what they said.
对，所以呢，就是当别人怎么判断他说的是真的还是在讽刺你啊？就是当别人说完一个话题的时候呢，你说 that's interesting， 然后你马上转移话题，就说明你是对这个话题真的是不感兴趣，不想再谈了。如果呢，他说完之后呢，说完 that's interesting 之后还继续和你聊这个话题，那可能就是真的很有趣。
I mean, maybe you could use another word like.It's interesting. Instead, you could say it's funny.
That's funny. I like the word.
But basically, watch your tone.
Yeah. Just like that's interesting.
Yes.
对，就是我们其实也可以用 funny， 但是呢，你在用的时候同样也要注意你的语气啊，你不要说 hey, that's funny， 那不一定是真的很有趣。其实不仅仅是中国人，每个国家的人有的时候说话也不是特别直接。那 I thought only Chinese will.Talk to each other with a not very direct way.
I mean, some people are not very direct.
Mm-hmm.
It happens because people want to be polite.
Yeah.
And want to avoid confrontation.
对，就是有些时候想要显示出更加的礼貌，所以说话不会特别的直接。
So, today we learned some confusing expressions.
Yes, we'd better use them carefully.
Oh my goodness. Basically, be careful of how you say things in English. In Chinese, you have different tones for just the words.
Yeah,
but in English,
true.
You have different tones for how you feel.
所以我们在用英文来表达的时候呢，一定要注意自己的语气。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。好了，今天节目就到这里了。我是木木
，This is Lena。
我们下期见，
下期见，
拜拜，
拜。